up with her movies. She was so extremely talented and hot, extremely hot. I didn't really understand what she saw in her husband, Jonathan. He wasn't even remotely as hot as she was. And he kept to himself. He was shy. He walked around like a shadow on set and acted strange. As far as I knew, he didn't really have a clear role in the production. Mostly he just walked around set, looking out of place. But everyone could see how her eyes sparkled every time she saw him. How she bit her lip and got a dreamy expression on her face. Sure, he was filthy rich, and money could get most women's panties wet. Trust me, I've seen it a lot in the industry. I wasn't really a high-profile actor myself. I did what I did, and I landed a couple of roles. In that television Bloodshot, for example, I played Officer Berg. You know, that funny and semi-good-looking guy that dies in the second episode? The movie we had just finished shooting was called Bloody Santa's Big Gun. It was a Polish, French, Swedish, low-budget production. Imagine a mix of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Rambo. I played Victim in Meat Grinder, or Santa Boy, as the rest of the people on set had started to call me. Joanna played Bernice, the protagonist. She was probably a bit too old for the part, but the Polish loved Joanna. And she sure could scream. I was lucky enough to be the last victim before the plot twist. It was the only scene that was recorded in a country setting. It was filmed just a few miles away from Joanna and Jonathan's home. Jonathan had planned a party in their big house. Casa Müller. A two-story house that would have cost a fortune had it been located in the capital. It wasn't located in the capital, though, but in the countryside. But if you ignored the Swedish woods surrounding the house, it might as well have been in Beverly Hills. Everyone was there. Kowalskik, the director, Bobby Frank, the male lead, Bloody Santa himself, Poppy Claude, the actress who looked like a young, feminine Sean Bean, and Joanna and Jonathan, of course. The two producers, Mike and Johnny Castle, and then the rest of us. Spring is a wonderful season when it's not raining. The trees were green and the sun was warm. There was laughter in the air and the champagne was popped on the pool deck. I was wearing my most expensive jeans. The red and green Christmas shirt was a bit tighter now than it had been in December, but I had spent some hours at the gym lately and it was starting to pay off. I felt great. It was no surprise that the party had a Christmas theme. Some of the guests were still wearing their movie props, but most people had changed. There were Christmas trees, glitter, and Christmas decorations all over the pool deck and the driveway. It really looked like Christmas. All that was missing was snow, darkness, and the cold. It even felt like Christmas. The party had already started as I put my sunglasses and grabbed a glass from the closest tray. Mirella, one of the Polish extras, was sitting in the hammock next to the pool. I had checked her out earlier. She was hot. Blonde, Eastern European, and eyes that sparkled and sent a jolt of excitement into your soul. Or into your crotch.